So the real question was, what lay in the third
hallway?
So my grandfather failed me miserably. I had never seen him so weak. Pathetic, actually. But then I knew there had to be something. Something big. Something scary. Or something strange in that hallway. In the hallway that led to the room that shall not be named. So that day, when I had my 20-minute break or 20-minute bonus time, Papa decided to simply casually walk through the hallway. As if, can't be anything much. Surely just any other hallway, just like anything else. Surely I cannot expect anything strange. Why can't I just walk through it, right? So I thought. As soon as I started to walk through the hallway, in fact, the moment I took my first step, I heard a little screech. And it rattled me just a little. Then I decided to take one more step. This time, it was very distinct. It was a tiny wail. Like that. Then I realized I was stepping on tiny mice. And I was stepping on their little tails. On the hallway.
Why was there mice on the hallway?
Well, actually, it was summertime and there are lots of rats and cockroaches running around. So, yeah. So that was that. So I thought, I just quickly, pushed the mice out of my way. And I decided to walk towards the mystery room. And you do realize why it's always been a big mystery, because that room is always slightly open. You can always see a light. What is it? A light. So I knew something big, something scary, or something strange was in that room. As I kept walking closer and closer towards it, I felt my eyes going blind or something blurry. And that's when I realized I was sweating like crazy, and sweat was falling into my eyes. I just quickly wiped it off. My sight returned immediately. Then I heard this strange sound. Boom bada boom bada boom bada boom bada boom boom bada bada boom boom ba. I was like, what? And then again, boom bada boom bada boom bada boom bada boom boom bada bada boom boom ba. What in the world? This time I was really rattled. And then I realized it was my heartbeat. So I said, okay, fine. Jeez. First mice, then sweat. Then heartbeat. Can't a guy just walk down a hallway in his own house for crying out loud? Is what I really thought. But I didn't think that. That's what I thought now. That time I was really, really
scared.
No, rattled.
Oh.
I never said scared. Rattled. So I got quite close to the room. That shall not be named. Okay. And then I come really close and I could see a shape that was silhouetted by that light coming from the crack of the door. And I kept walking closer and closer. This time, sweat was drenching. It was coming in by bucketfuls from my head.
Ew.
What? Descent in the ranks?
No.
I sure hope not. And I kept really close. And I decided to just push the door and just walk in. That's the only way to deal with these kinds of things. Okay? But I could not. My hands were frozen because I was
rattled.
I thought, oh my gosh, I can't move. And then I was like, ooh, I must push this door. I must. And that's when I tripped and fell. I tripped over my socks. My shoelace or a rat's tail. I could not be sure exactly what. I tripped on something, okay? And when I tripped, I was heading towards the
door.
Head first, slam, the door got pushed and I fell right into that door, into the room. Boom!
What was in the room?
Maybe I should not tell it right now.
No!
Maybe
no!
That'll be for the next...
Help!
No. Papa is really sleepy now, you see? Really sleepy. What? Who is that? Who? Oh, you, Maya. What do you want?
Tell me the story.
Story? What story? What?
The hallways.
Oh, the hallways. So I got up and I saw.
What? What'd you see?
I saw something that shook all my eyes.
You have only two eyes.
Both of them got shaken quite a lot, I must say. Okay? And what I saw was so shocking. A big bolt of energy. Electricity went up and down my spine, left and right, up and down, to and fro. And then my grandfather got up from his chair and said,
"Didn't I tell you to don't?" Was even in the room?
That's his office room. You never disturb Ajachan in his office room. Oh. Never. Never.
Oh, such never. A mystery. What a bad story.